Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Is your 10-year-old paying rent yet? Maybe it's time to put them to work. What do you think? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ and Hope are with us this morning as well.
And we're not talking chores. Yeah, you should have them do that too. But get them into the mindset of earning money very early on. I love this idea. And it's coming to the Rochester area. It's called the Children's Entrepreneur Market. And it's a company that kind of just travels all over the country, and it's coming to Rochester. And what it is, it's a chance for your kids to set up shop and make some money doing whatever it is they do. Like, there's girls who have their grandmother taught them how to crochet. So now they sell their wares every time this market comes. There's a young one who turns shells into Christmas ornaments. And she sells them there. Even just lemonade.
Simple artsy stuff.
Simple anything. And it gets them into that mindset, that entrepreneurial mindset of earning money. And I got to say, that's something that my parents never even would have thought to expose me to, you know? And we used to play it a lot as a kid, but I always called it store. Like, we played pretend.
Right, right.
I always sold stuff. And I remember one time, at my grandmother's, we were visiting, and she had a front door that no one ever used, and it went out to a corner. So we took a whole bunch of, their favorite thing to do was drag us around to yard sales all summer, right? So we decided we were going to play store out on the corner, and we were going to play garage sale. I was so she came out, and she was like, "You're selling my stuff?"
You were selling grandma's stuff?
We were just taking stuff out there. It was just neat. You know, so kids, they do have that in them. Cause I remember having that interest myself.
When we were primary school, elementary school, Crane Elementary School, Henrietta, is that where you went, Hope?
I did go to Crane.
Yeah. All right. So, we had this thing called the Popcorn Factory. Now, this wasn't like us at home. This was us at school. It was part of something that just explained business. And if you make a product, you have to market it, you have to sell it. So it was like, the class was broken up into manufacturing and then advertising. And like, some kids were making ads. Other kids were actually making the popcorn. Other kids were bagging it. Other kids were selling it at the store that was in the cafeteria. Like, that's kind of how I got my first taste of all that stuff. But yeah. I was always hustling for money as a kid, whether it was selling candy out of my locker at school or mowing lawns. I did that stuff all the time. Did you do any of that, Hope?
Well, I worked at the school store at Crane as soon as you could. And then I was the number one cookie seller in my Girl Scout troop.
Of course you were.
That was, you know, probably the closest entrepreneurial thing I did then. And then I started my own business when I was 18. So basically, as soon as I could, I guess I didn't really think about it as a kid. It felt like when I was 18 that I could do that.
See, so no one discouraged either of you for your
no
entrepreneurial ideas.
No.
So not only was I yelled at by grandma for selling her stuff.
But it was her stuff.
But I had an even better idea where I dragged half the neighborhood in and we had a coffee can. And I was like, "Look, guys, let's go door to door today. It's a nice sunny day. And we're going to charge people for a song." And we spent the afternoon collecting change in a coffee can. And we had like on little costumes or whatever. And of course, people gave us like change. And when I came home, my mom was so mad. She was like, "You've been begging for money door to door." I'm like, "No, I've been selling music."
You guys remember what you wanted to be when you grew up? It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. Billy, Hope, TJ. I am actually doing exactly what I wanted to do as a kid. And I would pay so much money if I could find the tapes. My friend Kevin and I used to play DJ all the time. So we had... Back in the day, Hope, I'll explain it for you. We had cassette decks that had these little tapes that you would put in them.
You know, I think I've read about those okay. in a history book.
So you could
record
stuff.
I saw some at the museum.
And we had the microphones and the headphones. And here's the thing. If you plugged your headphones into your friend's tape recorder and vice versa, you could hear each other talking. Like I could hear his voice. He could hear mine. So it felt like you were on the radio. And we made tapes all the time with fake contests, fake callers, where it'd be like, "Hey, what number am I?" Like, we used to play that all the time. And I know those tapes are around. I can't find them. Oh. But if I could find those tapes of me at 10 years old doing this. But this is what I wanted to do. This is all I've ever wanted to do is radio.
My mom has many tapes as well. But hers are VHS tapes because we had a big camcorder. We were one of the first people I knew. And my dad bought one of these huge boom mic camcorders. And my mom had that thing on. And all it is sketch comedy. And I would make my siblings be involved. And I would give them the lines they're going to say. Because I wanted to be the next Carol Burnett. Like at a young age, I was like, that's what I want to do. I would watch her and watch her. And I was like, it came natural and easy to me.
Yeah.
To shut off the TV. I remembered every line. I only had to see it once. You know, school was tough for me. Learning and remembering facts were tough for me.
So your dream of being Carol Burnett. I know a guy named Barnett. Anyways, your dream, I mean, really sort of came true. You're not on the level that she is, but you're a performer. You're in the media.
You make people laugh every day.
Yes. You have goofy comments about life, which she used to do at the beginning of her show, where people would come up out of the audience and she'd talk back and forth. Right. Little crowd work. So in a way, you kind of fulfilled that dream.
That's very nice of you. That is really bending it.
I don't think so.
It,
you're funny. You're an entertainer. You're doing this for a living.
Yeah. Yeah, I am pretty lucky to have this job. What Hope? About you over there?
Well, I wanted to be a senator.
Of course.
Wanted to be
that ship has not sailed, by the way. There is no doubt in my mind you will end up doing something down the road at that level.
I get asked about being the mayor a lot.
What people come up and they're like, "Do you want to be mayor of Rochester?"
Yeah.
Oh,
that's her whole side hustle. She is the queen of Rochester. I could see that.
I feel like I might be better.
Can you get us free on street parking when you become mayor?
Oh, yeah,
can you make
sure.
that happen?
I'll be happy to do that,
Thank
Billy.
You. All right.
See, she's already calling in favors.
There
this
you go.
This is never going to work. This is already looking sketchy.
That one be the first president of the United States, or first woman president, excuse me, of the United States. I was very upset. My teacher, who I told that at the time, was like, "Well, I hope somebody else is first." And I was like, "You don't want me to be the first woman president?" Now I understand. I was like, okay, like that would have been great. Would have been cool to have a woman president sooner. But, you know, there's still time. I just got to be 35.
So, what drew...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then, their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You to politics at such a young age? Was it that you wanted to boss people around or you wanted to run the show?
I was writing letters to Hillary Clinton when she was senator about redesigning the license plates. I thought ours were ugly. I'd gone on vacation, saw other states' license plates.
How old were you?
7.
Oh my gosh.
I was thinking about Star Wars figures at that point. Wow.
Man.
Okay.
Ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
Then 180, I wanted to be a choreographer, an author.
Like a dance choreographer?
Yes. And I did become a Zumba instructor.
That counts.
For a second.
Check.
So.
That counts. And an author. You've published a book.
Yes.
All right. Mission accomplished. We're still waiting on the president thing, though, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to be 35.
Yeah.
So there's just a couple years away.
Somebody took my dinner theater idea and apparently made it very profitable many years ago. It's Be Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy. TJ and Hope is here. We're talking about weird combo businesses. And years ago, I thought I came up with the concept of having a movie theater / restaurant. And my vision of it was you take out every other row of seats and you put in like desks like we had in school that had a little table in front of you. Mm-hmm. And then you could get dinner while you're watching the movie, have childcare available up front like they have at Wegmans.
Mm-hmm.
And you could bring your kids and then you have a little date night and everybody's happy. Tummy full of food, enjoy a movie. And apparently it's been a thing all over the country for a long time.
Rock Cinema does that.
Yeah.
Not with the childcare, I don't think. But you go and like there's a little QR code and you order your food and they
so
bring
maybe
it right to you
I
and there's like a little
that.
Desk.
The childcare version of the movie theater. So you can enjoy your movie. There, I'll take that. But are there other combo businesses that could be profitable?
Well, there's one just east of us that blew my mind talking about getting ice cream as the weather warms up. And apparently there's a combination trash removal ice cream shop like east of us over Palmyra, Newark area.
Oh.
That it's like dump. But then right here is this ice cream shop.
And it's all the same business?
That's what it sounds like. I haven't been yet, but that was the person who was explaining it to me.
Down near the Corning Elmira area, and I used to have him on my former show all the time. He was an ophthalmologist and also a psychic medium. And
both, so for an extra couple bucks?
Both businesses had their separate sides of the building. And it was almost like Jekyll and Hyde, like, I'm this way over here, and I'm this way over here. And it was all him. It was funny. I don't know. I found the humor in it.
it's like, what was it, Robin Williams? Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yes.
Where he's at the restaurant, and he keeps running out and changing outfits.
Yeah, that's what he was like, yes.
When I was going to school in Virginia, driving down 15, there were billboards in Pennsylvania that would advertise a combination gun and jewelry store.
Nice.
And be like, buy your wife a necklace and get a free gun.
That could work. So I went to our good friend ChatGPT and I asked, give me some combo businesses.
Oh.
Some unique combo businesses. And ChatGPT, we use it, you know, as a thought starter kind of thing sometimes, and I use it in my personal life for other things. And most of the time it's just junk. But every now and then it gives you a little nugget. You're like, oh, there might be something there. It came up with what I thought were three really good ideas. Art studio / bar, which probably already exists.
It's like a sip and paint.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you know how you have your girls' night out and you can get some wine while you're taking the class.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to exist already somewhere.
Well, yeah.
Haunted house / bed and breakfast.
They do have haunted bed and breakfast, not necessarily like a traditional haunted house, but like the Naples Hotel is haunted. And that's like part of the shtick.
See, I was thinking more like an
like
improv
Halloween
type thing. You know,
like
you go to a play.
You.
Yeah, where you could be part of the play.
So Ava, for her 21st birthday, wants to go to Ohio in the middle of nowhere. There was a Phantom of the Opera hotel, bed and breakfast. where apparently the musical comes to life while you're staying there throughout the house.
Why is your tone of voice like this? This sounds like something you would love to do. You sound like this is going to be miserable. You're going to have so much fun. What the heck?
I'm going to stink and love it. But here's I'm going to be like, why in Ohio? Why are you here?
The best one that ChatGPT came up with. And if you're listening right now, don't you steal this idea. Funeral home / art gallery.
Okay.
So think about it.
That's
You're in line. Wait, hear me through.
Like while you're in the receiving line, you could buy some art.
You're looking at the art on the walls and you're like, oh, Aunt Martha's gone. I'm going to miss her. But wow, look at that. That is a beautiful painting. That's beautiful. And as you're going through the receiving line, you're just looking at the walls. So why not make some money off the walls?
Tacky.
You guys are so judgmental. Weird combo platters. It works for stores. Do we have one that we might be able to make some money off of? It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. We've had a lot of fun talking about, I think, the funeral home / art gallery would be a knockout hit, but apparently you people don't think it is. So
I mean, there's some that we walk into all the time that we may not realize. Like
beautiful artwork on the wall.
We have a convenience store over on the west side where slowly it's becoming somewhat of a clothing store as well. I don't know why there's a lot of options for clothes in there. I don't know if it's because the owner was like, hey, it's I got like a connection.
Corner gas station kind of thing?
/ yeah. There's a place also that a texter said is called Smoke and Dress. It's a clothing store that sells cigarettes.
Wow. You found one that was, I think.
Oh, I found tons. There is a hardware store / funeral parlor. I don't know. I don't know if a hardware store / funeral parlor
that is
would
a weird
be better.
Combo platter.
There's a zoo / vintage radio museum. And there's also a jet ski store that sells baby clothes. So that's a little bit of a, but this is the kicker. This is the kicker, that it is a taxidermy / pet boarding business.
Ain't no way my pet's ending up there.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. It's like when my mom and I went on a cruise a couple months ago and she's telling the dog watcher, if he dies while we're gone, just clear out the food from the freezer. Just stick him in there. They'll just go on to the next phase. Sign the paperwork at the beginning.
Either way, you're picking up your dog, whether he's alive or he's stuffed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun. but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.